polished in any way, so far as education or the niceties of life were concerned.
Would there be any way you could ever use common in a complimentary sense?
Well, to me, I don't know. To me, I am a common person, and I wouldn't be holding myself up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And so that would probably be a compliment if anybody said she's very common.
Okay. What might you say of somebody that, say, was 85 or older who still was doing farm work and, you know, just carrying on generally like they were about a lot younger? You might say...
Very active at his age.
Okay.
Like Uncle Frank.
How old is he?
89.
Whoa, I didn't know he was that old. That's amazing. If you feel worried or concerned about something, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it, but you might say you feel...
uneasy.
Okay. What might be a word you'd use to describe your state if it was dark and you didn't want to go upstairs because you didn't know what it was, you know, hanging around? You might say...
afraid.
Okay.
Only I'm not.
What would be some other words you might use for afraid?
Well, you say to children a lot of times that they're afraid of cat or scared of cat, something like that.
How about a place, say, like a cemetery that we're talking about before, a graveyard? If you were trying to, you know, tell a good story to kids, you might say, be described, you say that's a very
scary place.
Yeah.
I don't know why people think about it as being a scary place, though, because there's nobody under the ground that can hurt you.
I know, it's all our mentality about death, everybody being scared of it anyway. If somebody was afraid before but isn't now, you'd say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be afraid.
Okay.
I've heard people say they used to be feared.
If she wasn't afraid before, you'd say she...
never has been afraid.
Okay. And if you were going to use the form... the negative form of used to be, you'd say, she, talking about her, that she was not afraid before, you'd say, she...
Is afraid now? Is that what you
want? No, you said, she, if she had been afraid before, but she wasn't now, you'd say, she used to be afraid.
Uh-huh.
If she wasn't afraid before, then using the form of used to be, you'd say, she...
still isn't.
Okay. No. What's the opposite of used to be?
Well, it'd be now.
The negative form of used to be. Using that same phrase, used to be, but put a negative qualifier in front of it.